Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Lametesam Abeis. We're holding on Lametesam Abeis 5 lines from the top. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. That year, the Shimon HaTzadik was Nifter. Amar Lahem, so Shimon HaTzadik told those around him that Bashan Zuhu Meis, we'll see, he was on Yom Kippur. That Yom Kippur, of his last Yom Kippur of his life, he told those around him, this year he's going to die, referring to himself, that he's going to die that year. Amrulai, they said to him, how do you know that this is your last year? So Amr Lahem, he said to them, because b'chol yom kippurim hayim mizdabin li zakin echel lavash levanim v'atav levanim. Every year on Yom Kippur, usually I have with me someone who looks like an old man, he's wearing all white, nichnasimi v'yatsayimi, and he goes into the Kodesh HaKodashim with me, and he leaves with me. V'hayoy, but this year on Yom Kippur, mizdabin li zakin echel lavash shchayrim v'atav shchayrim. This year he was wearing all black, nichnasimi v'loyatsayimi. He went in with me, but he didn't go out with me. So I took that as a simon. Shimon HaTzadik took that as a simon that he wasn't going to live to make it to the end of the year. Achar Haregel, after Sukkot that year, Chalash Shivas Yamin Vitaka got sick for 7 days. Shimon HaTzadik got sick, Umeis, and he died presumably on Chavtas Tishrei. V'nimno Echav Kehanim Miluvarich B'Shem, and all the other Kehanim, they stopped saying Birchas Kehanim by using with the shame of Mefarish, because they felt like they weren't worthy anymore. After Shimon HaTzadik was Nifter, they felt they weren't worthy, so they stopped using the shame of Mefarish and Birchas Kehanim. Tan Rabbanon, Arba'im Shana Kaidim Chorban Abayis. 40 years before the Chorban Bayis Sheni, the last 40 years of the second Beis Hamikdash, Lo Haya Gairol Eilu Biyamin. During that entire 40 years, the Gairol never, that said Lashem, never came out in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol. V'lo Haya Lashon Sos Zahiris Malbin, the red string never turned white. V'lo Haya Nir Maravi Daylik, and the Nir Maravi didn't stay lit. V'yudulat Dalsis Haheichal Niftachas Me'alehin, and the doors of the Haheichal opened up by themselves, Kiyu inviting the enemies to come in and destroy the Beis Hamikdash. At Shigar Ben Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, and so Rabbi Yechim and Zakai screamed at the doors, and Amarlein, he said, Heichal, Heichal, why are you scaring yourself? I mean, why are you doing this? Anyways, I know that you're going to get destroyed. Zechariah already had a nevuah about this whole thing, with the simon, with the doors opening. He, as the pasuk says, Psach levanin de lasechad, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to open its doors, and a fire is going to consume the Beis HaMikdash. So I already know about this. Amar Rav Yitzchak, we see from this pasuk that Levanoin is a word that's referred, that the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as Levanoin. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak ben Tavloi, Lama Nikra Shmei Levanoin, why is the Beis HaMikdash called Levanoin? Shemal bin Avanesei and Shal Yisrael. It's called Levanoin, Milosh and Lavan, because it whitens the Averis of Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael brings Karpanes, and through that they get a Kapara, they get whitened. We find also elsewhere that the Beis HaMikdash is called a forest. It's called a Yar. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called a forest? Now, where do we see that it's called a forest? Techsiv, as the pasuk says, Beis Yar Halvanoin. So you see that pasuk is referring to the Beis HaMikdash and it calls it a Yar. So why is the Beis HaMikdash called a Yar? Leir Melcha, to tell you that my Yar Malavlev, Af Beis HaMikdash Malavlev. Just like a forest blossoms, so too the Beis HaMikdash would blossom, like we had earlier on Chafal from a Beis. The Amar Vaishai, Rabbi Vaishai said that Beshar Shabana Shlema Beis HaMikdash, when Shlomo Melch built the Beis HaMikdash, so not to Bakomina Megadim Shalzov, he planted these golden fruit trees, Vahimaitsian Peres Bismanan, and he used to produce golden fruits at the regular time that the trees produce fruits. The Kavancha Ruch Manashavis Ben, Hayunation Peresehan, the wind would blow and the fruits would fall down. Shanema, as the pasuk says, Yirash Kalvan in Piriy, that David HaMelech had a nevuah about this, that the Beis HaMikdash was gonna have fruits, Umehan Haisa Parnasala Kahuna, and it was through these fruits the Kehanim would sell the fruits, and they used to make Parnasa off of them. The Kavancha Nichnusu Avdik Khavim Mahe. However, once the Goyim came into the Heichal, so Yavshu, the trees all dried out. Shnem, as the pasuk says, Uferach Levan and Umlam, the trees dried out. V'asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Achzir Lanu. However, as is Hashem in the future, so when we have the Beis HaMikdash back, also we're going to have these trees back. Shnem, as the pasuk says, Paruach Tifrach V'sagilaf Gilas V'ranin, Kvayt Halvan and Nitanla, that we're going to have the covenant of the Beis HaMikdash back, and when these trees restore its fruit. Nasan and Ashnas Irim, we said in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol, he puts the two lots on the two goats, and the one that says Lashem, he puts on and he shouts out Lashem, or Lashem Chatos. So it says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan that Eser Pa'amim Masker Kohen Gadol Hashem Bebayim. It comes out that the Kohen Gadol would say the Shem HaMafarish 10 times on Yom Kippur. How do we get to 10? Because Bet Gimel Bevidoi Rishon, 3 times that by the first time he would say Vidoi on his part, when he said Vidoi just for him, for himself and for his wife. Vishleisha bevidoy sheni. Another three times he would say the Shema Mefarish during his vidoy, the second time on his par. Vishleisha besira mishtalech. Another three times when he would say vidoy on the sira mishtalech. And then ve'echad begayrolis. And then one time now when he would say Lashem, when he would put the lat that said Lashem on the seer, he would say Lashem. There also he said the Shema Mefarish, and that gets us to a total of 10 times. Ukvar amar Hashem v'nishma kulay koyle bi'arichai. When the Kohen Gadol would say the Shema Hashem, the Shema Mefarish, it was loud enough that his voice would carry all the way through to Yerichai. And if you want to know how far Yerichai is from Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, Amarabu Bar Barchanum, Yerushalayim Yerichai is 10 parsois. From Yerushalayim to Yerichai is 10 parsois. Vitzir, now once we mentioned this nace that happened, that the sound of the Kohen Gadol was heard from very far away. So the Gemara is going to list other similar types of nisim. It says the Gemara Vitzir Dalsis Ahechal Nishma Bishmeina Techume Shabbos, that the creaking sound of the hinges of the doors of the Hechal, that was heard 8 Techume Shabbos away, 2 parsayas away from Yerushalayim. Izim Shebi Yerichai, Ayu Misache Smirecha Katayres. And the Izim in Yerichai, 10 parsayas away from Yerushalayim, they used to sneeze from smelling the Katayres, which was burnt in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Nashim Shebi Yerichai, the Nashim that lived in Yericho, they didn't have to put on any perfume, they already smelled good enough from the Keteres that was being burnt in Yerushalayim. Kala Sheb Yerushalayim, and even a Kala who puts on more perfume, with the Kalas that lived in Yerushalayim, she didn't need to put on any perfume, because she already smelled good enough from the Keteres. Amar Rebbe Eliezer ben Diglai, Rebbe Eliezer ben Diglai said, that's the Girsa of the Gemara and Talmud, that Izim Hayul Abba Bahari Michmar, that my father had Izim in Hari Michmar, but you Misachis Merecha Keteres. They used to sneeze from smelling the Keteres. Amar Chia Bar Oven, Amar Yeshua ben Karcha, Sochli Dachin Echad, a certain elder once told me, he said about himself that one time I went to Shiloi, and I was able to smell the smell of the Keteres in the walls of Shiloi, which is where the Mishkan once was. So even though it was so long after the Charban of the Mishkan Shiloi, he was still able to smell the smell of the Keteres.